Yesterday was a joyful day for all of us in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee as it was the ordination of newly ordained priests. And so there's five new men who are now new priests. And one of them is one of my best friends, actually. So it was a great day for me personally. And I received the great honor. He asked me if I would preach his very first Mass, which is at St. Charles in Heartland at 11. So the additional blessing for you is that I have a shorter homily so I can get over there. And I won't be able to greet you after Mass because I have to get over there, so I hope you all are just able to enjoy this gorgeous day that we're having. Please get outside and enjoy it. The Ascension that we celebrate today is such a beautiful mystery that we celebrate. And I've always kind of really struggled with it, and I've never really understood why Jesus had to leave us and ascend into heaven. Now, in seminary, I'd heard plenty of times, and Scripture tells us, that it is so that he would send the Holy Spirit to us. And yet I kept trying to find a modern, real-life example of such a scenario, because it seems odd that it would be better for Jesus to leave us, even though he's here with us in the Eucharist, rather than stay with us after the resurrection. Well, I finally found an example that made sense to me when I visited a parish the Archdiocese supports in the Dominican Republic, La Sagrada Familia. And it is in a very poor area of the Dominican Republic, but it's very spiritually rich there as well. And as I was there, I noticed that there are some houses that are in better condition than others and had more physical things than others. And when I asked about this, I was told that some of the fathers of these families had left the country, found work, and then they would send most of what they earned back to their families so that their quality of life would be improved. And so these fathers made this great sacrifice of being at home with their families to go to a different country, work very hard, and then send the fruit of their labor home to support and provide for their family. Now, this is hard for both parties involved, this separation. And yet I imagine that every check that was sent and received was this beautiful expression of love, and that there is a connectedness which transcends the distance between them. And it was hearing this that made the Ascension begin to make sense for me, that Christ leaves us, like that Father, to his heavenly kingdom and sends us the fruit of his labor, the Church, the sacraments, the Holy Spirit. And while it is hard to have him gone, all of these gifts continue to remind us of his love for us and make our spiritual homes that much better, that we no longer live in spiritual poverty, but have all of our needs well met. And I think that's like a beautiful way to think of all that we have, the Church, the sacraments, prayer, virtue, blessings you receive, to think of them as the fruit of Christ's work for us, that Christ continues to be working for us in heaven, even more so. And that Christ has not just gone to heaven relaxing and waiting for us to join him, but he's actively working long and hard for us to send us spiritual checks, in a sense, so that we may be spiritually rich. And if we can frame our minds in that light, the Ascension begins to make a bit more sense, and he's not as far away as we might think. Now, from this, we are also charged to continue working. For if Christ is working for us up in heaven, we need to respond ourselves. And he's entrusting us to continue his work while he's gone. And that's what Christ's command is in the gospel, to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so our work is to continue to spread Christ's love to the world by working. And I think we understand the baptizing people part, but I think there's another way to look at this command that adds another dimension to it. Namely, how can we baptize everything that we do for the greater glory of God? How can we baptize, sanctify all of the work that we do? In seminary, they would often encourage us to not just write our papers and do our homework just to, like, get them done, which is so easy to want to do, But to make our work as a gift, baptize that work, and make it a sanctifying work for God. They would invite us to look at our desk as an altar, and our homework as the offering we are giving to God. And so we wouldn't just do our homework to this paper just to get it done or to get a grade, but I would now write that paper for a person or an intention, for this person I knew was struggling. And she was like, okay, Lord, I'm sitting down to write this homework, write this homily for this person now, to offer it up to them. And so this allowed our work to not only produce physical fruit, but spiritual fruit as well. In other words, we were able to baptize, sanctify our homework. And we can do this with all of our work, each and every day, even if it's as simple as cutting the grass. I'm going to cut the grass, Lord, for this person, for this intention. I'm going to go to work for this person, for this intention. And that's exactly how the church views our most important work, our vocation. As priest, husband, wife, religious, single life, that by living out these well, by accomplishing and being a good and holy priest, husband, father, wife, mother, we're literally baptizing them. We're sanctifying that work and continuing Christ's command. So just imagine if we, all of us, had this at the forefront of our mind in every work that we did, both in our vocation, but also as everyday tasks, that by accomplishing it, we are cooperating with Christ, who continues to work in heaven, and we continue to baptize not only people, but everything that we do. And so this ascension is a reminder to us that Christ has not stopped working, even from heaven. He continues to work and send us the fruit of his labor, and that we must not stop either. And so today and this week, let's get to work and baptize the nations in all that we do in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.